Our next story is about KFC, but not the one you're probably thinking of. I'm talking about Korean fried chicken. Some say it's better than its American inspiration, and it's hugely popular in South Korea. In fact, there's so many chicken restaurants that they've imposed rules to limit the number opening on a single block. Jason Strother has a story from Seoul.
The main difference between American and Korean styles of fried chicken comes down to the marinades. Stateside, it's often buttermilk. Here, it's soy sauce or garlic, though the quintessential Korean flavor is yangnyeom. Lee Sun-young runs a chicken and beer restaurant in my neighborhood. He squeezes the sweet and spicy sauce over a batch of crispy tenders that he's just pulled out of the deep fryer. Unlike Colonel Sanders' original recipe, the ingredients for yangnyeom are no secret.
I usually just buy it, but it's made of sugar syrup, pepper paste, ketchup, paprika, and some other stuff.
There are around 50,000 chicken joints in South Korea. Most are franchises and deliver right to your door on motorbike. It's not unusual for there to be dozens of these small restaurants in any neighborhood. Jung Eun-jung is author of a book on the history of Korea's chicken industry. She tells me there's a notion here that if you want to have your own business, you should open a restaurant, even if you have no experience in the food industry or know how to cook. She says chicken restaurants exploded onto the scene 20 years ago after the Asian financial crisis, which hit Korea's economy hard.
많은 노동자들이 해고를 당하고
A lot of middle-aged men were fired from their jobs, and many of them opened chicken franchises. So these restaurants became popular because suddenly there were so many of these places, and Koreans started eating more chicken.
And the initial investment and overhead for a chicken franchise is less than other kinds of restaurants, says Jung. That's what made it attractive to Park Si-kyung. 3 years ago, he took out a $150,000 loan to open his restaurant. He's one of 50 chicken places in the area. The 45-year-old already owned a sign-making business, but says he needed more money to pay for his children's after-school tutoring. That's a huge expense for most Korean families. But Park admits running a chicken restaurant is not as easy as he thought it would be.
Well, on average, in a month, I don't make any money at all. After paying back the loan, buying ingredients, paying my staff, and paying rent, my profits are zero. Right now, nothing.
Author Jung Eun-jung says most franchise owners never make a profit, and they can't close their restaurants because then they'd really lose everything.
Most chicken restaurant owners use their apartments as collateral when they take out a loan to open them. So they also lose their homes when the businesses fail.
Jung estimates that each year, about half of all chicken restaurants in Korea go out of business. But that doesn't seem to discourage people from opening new ones. And because of a lack of jobs for college graduates, the restaurant owners are getting younger. Like Lee Sun-young, the owner of my neighborhood chicken joint. He's 31. Lee says he knew how tough the chicken business was when he opened this place 6 months ago. There's even an expression to describe the competition.
We call it the chicken game. People keep lowering their prices to be competitive, and sooner or later, it ends up putting them out of business.
Lee says so far, his business is pretty good. He's not playing the chicken game. Not yet, anyway. For The World, Jason Strother, Seoul.